Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Plumbing the Death Star are at it again. Against the Queen's best wishes, we're coming from Australia, traveling 25 hours or some shit, to the UK to do a bunch of dirty live shows. You love us over there, we're institutions, we're like beans on toast, we're like the British pound. We're doing three shows. On the 22nd and the 25th of March, we're doing some intimate little shows at the Apple Tree. These shows will be cozy, they'll be like going on a date with us. We'll look into each other's eyes over a plate of spaghetti and become aroused under the table. Look for tickets to these shows in the show notes below or sanspantsradio.com/events. On the 27th of March, we're going big boy mode. With a 400-seater at Leicester Square, we'll probably spend the whole first 10 minutes being like, holy shit-a-roly, that's a bunch of guys. So if you want to see that shit, and fair enough, head to sanspantsradio.com/events and grab your tickets. Leicester Square also is nearly sold out, so for the love of God, hurry up. Once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/events to grab your tickets. Come see some very handsome boys say some very stupid things. Once again, sanspantsradio.com/events. Ka-chow!
Lightning McQueen.
You're listening to the Sanspants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Hey!
Hey, everybody, hey, welcome just, to today's just the episode
most,
of...
Just the most about to ask a girl to the dance.
Hey. What are you doing later?
It's Jackson.
Hi, I'm Joel's.
The dance, it's her.
Hey.
You good?
Yeah.
Both got this out of your system?
I think
yeah,
so.
Yeah.
For the moment.
Fucking hello, everyone! Welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I am Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm also Joel.
And this is a podcast where we ask important questions, like, how would you kill the X-Men?
You're having fun with it. That's what's most important.
Look, listeners.
You don't seem so tired.
I
the wind's out of your sails completely.
It is probably worth noting at this point that a little something is in the air. And that little something is called the novel coronavirus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, due to that, we had the fucking bright idea to record for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
This is day two, and every episode you've heard from, remember way back when we were talking about Twilight a month and a half ago? It's the same day for us.
Yeah, it's still happening.
It's the same fucking day. My brain's fucked. Anyway, how would you kill the X-Men, I guess?
Yeah.
Great news. The next episode of you next week, probably same day. We're trying to be safe and not be in the same room too much. Yeah. Let's record 3 months worth of podcasts in one day.
It's clever.
Yeah.
It's smart.
It's been smart so far.
Oh, I'm having a good one.
Let us know. When you're hearing this announcement, mid-March, let us know. One, could you tell? Two, was this clever? Three, will you still listen to next week's episode knowing it's from the same 2 days?
Same 3 hour period.
Yeah.
So yes, I was like flipping through some of the old comics, and this came back with in the during the Onslaught saga.
Uh-huh.
where Xavier gets all fuckled and he wants to kill everybody, right?
Yeah, sure. Doesn't he get like a guy in him or something?
Yeah, let's say yes. Okay. That saves so much
time.
That's
all I need to know.
Unless you say, yeah, he gets like a fucking guy in him and he's like, I'll kill the X-Men. Anyway, they're like, well, we need to, you know, like the remaining X-Men are like, we should like probably like go to, I think it's like Muir Island or whatever. And it's like, hey, let's go there. And when they go there, they uncover something called the Xavier Protocols.
Oh my God.
Which is basically Xavier being like, almost like his doomsday plan. If any of the X-Men got a little bit lippy and he got to get rid of them. And so they were just like, well, this is fucked. Because he's got very much like I would argue, very detailed plans.
Yeah.
I've had to neutralize and take out some of the X-Men. And we only got to see like a couple of them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I just want to read out just a few of them. And remember, these are very, like, again.
These are for sure.
Really well thought up plans. Okay. So
yeah.
For Cyclops, you know, Cyclops, the guy's got he's like got laser, know, vision. Laser yeah. vision, yeah. shoots like, you know, concussive Rose blast Quartz from his yeah, eyes. Yeah. So his very in-depth plan is Helmet, which neutralizes his optic beam.
Brilliant. It's a brilliant plan.
Brilliant.
If I was Professor, I mean, I know that this is what the episode is, but straight away,
yeah.
there's a much easier plan.
Yeah.
Boop, boop, boop. Shoot backwards.
Well, this is if Xavier isn't there, so you can't really just rely on Xavier's.
Okay. Skill. Can't rely on the booping.
Yep. So Storm. She's a weather witch, controls the weather. She also has extreme claustrophobia. So it's like an expanding polymer. Deprives the ability to move and then provokes her claustrophobia. So, you know, piece of shit move, really.
Absolute dick move, for sure.
Go on there. And for Wolverine, a long-range attack and to sever his head and place the head and body far apart. So these are the plans that we got to see and we're like, wow, what a monster.
Yeah.
Because those are the plans he had while he was a good guy, and then when he was a bad guy, he's like, well, time to do that.
Time to chop off Wolverine's head.
But put it in a box, but far away from his body.
Yeah, so that's what Xavier
had. Nuclear bomb dropped on him, and he was fine.
I think he'll get his head back to him. His way back to his body. Yeah. So, okay, let's, for us, to create our plumbing protocols, okay?
Whoa, hang on, just back to Wolverine.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
If you leave his head severed for long enough.
Does he grow another body?
No,
will his body grow another head? No. I reckon, yeah. There's a lot of Wolverines.
Does his head grow another head out the bottom accidentally?
Yeah. I like the idea
make it like a head nun joke.
His body grows another head, but the head doesn't have a brain in it. So it's just like an empty sack head.
Yeah. His head grows a body that can't move. Yeah. And they meet up and Wolverine's like, I fucked up bad.
At one point, there were a lot, like Wolverine was almost in like every comic book that Marvel put out. So like that theory may have come true because like, there is no way that little mutant could have been in.
He's like a worm. You chop him in half, you make two worms.
No, you chop a worm in half, you get a dead worm.
that is true.
So I guess he'd be like a worm. You chop him in half, you got a dead Wolverine.
But yes, for making the plumbing protocols to take out the X-Men.
Yeah.
Let's just
the plumbing protocol sounds like you're trying to kill us. Gun,
it's the Xavier poison sandwich.
It's the Xavier protocols wasn't just about like how to kill me.
Yeah, that's true.
Professor Xavier hidden in a little box is the perfect way to kill him.
Don't think, shoot me.
Yeah. Although he was actually part of the protocol, so he'd be like,
that's fair.
Take me out with, I think it's like an anti-psychic
What I love about that is that, like, because, you know, clearly, I don't know which came first.
Anti-psychic armor. Real easy to get.
Anti-psionic armor.
This feels like it's cribbed from the classic Justice League story. Yeah. Where Batman, it is discovered, has made a bunch of protocols to take out the Justice League.
Yeah.
But then in the end, they're like, there wasn't one for you. And he's like, the Justice League is the one, that's the one to take me out if I ever go bad. And I love that Xavier's like, magic arm.
Put the ghost in my armor that I can't, you know, boop my way through. Yeah. That'll do it.
You guys can't kill me regularly. You suck shit. So
maybe you got like a six sort of armor.
Yeah, that would fuck me up. So, but let's pick the original five X-Men to take out.
Iceman.
Okay, yeah. Great beginning.
Beast?
Yep.
I thought you were going through how to kill them, and you're like, Iceman, and they clearly had no plan.
I don't know. There's an easy play for us. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Iceman, Beast, Jean Grey,
Cyclops.
And Angel?
That's the five original.
I have listened at some points during Plumbing the Death Star and remembered that clearly.
Yeah, absolutely.
Angel, make them sin.
Angel, this is, I don't know why the first thing I saw, soon they thought of was adultery.
Yeah, mine was premarital sex. So,
so to take out Angel, first we're going to get him married. We're going to make him fuck his wife before they're married.
Yeah.
And then make him fuck someone else afterwards. So really double tap him.
Guess what, Angel? You sinned. You can't get your powers from God anymore. He's what like, do you mean? I'm a mutant. Oh, no.
I don't get my power from God. Sorry, sir.
Why do you still have wings? Why haven't your wings fallen off?
Did you? Wait, hang
where
on.
Where did you get
dear
this?
God.
Hang on. Did you? How did you even set this? Wait, is she not in love with me?
Oh, no, she is.
Oh, no, no. This is all real.
I mean, she was until you broke her heart by having an
affair. I meant I was pointing to the woman I had an affair with, right?
Yeah, that was pure lust.
Yeah.
I didn't do shit.
Oh, so she's not going to, if I leave my wife, she's not going to come with, do you mean she's not going to be with me? Oh, no.
It was. <Yes. laughs>
Too sad to fight.
He gets so sad his wings fall off.
You know what happens with birds? Yeah, birds get too sad. They're like, boom, boom. Ah, fuck. Oh, no. Gotta cheer up the birds.
Now I just got a tube with a beak.
These birds are sack of useless shit without its wings. It's okay, buddy.
It's okay, cheer buddy. You're gonna be okay. He's just rolling around.
Lift that little beak to the sky, little buddy.
You're right.
There's always another bird for you to bird fuck.
What are you so sad about, bird? Come on. You couldn't.
She might come back, dude.
She'll come back, buddy. There's plenty more birds in the sky.
Yeah, little knobs growing his shoulders.
Yeah, that's right, champ.
Have a beer. That'll cheer you up.
Yeah, you just got to get one over.
Yeah, you'll be right. You'll okay. Be Angel.
Tick.
So sad his wings fell off like a bird.
He's too sad.
Does Angel get any other powers?
So Angel has, he's got the power of flight.
Great.
He's also got hollow bones at some point.
That's a weakness.
Yeah, right. Is money a power? He's got a lot of it. He's also
easy. When he's so sad,
yeah,
we drive over him with a steamroller, and because of his hot, weak bones,
yeah,
he just becomes flat like a pancake and dead.
He also has his blood as healing properties, so he can use his blood to heal people.
Oh,
and maybe himself.
Oh, okay.
Depend when we get him, he might have. So either he's already turned into a blue skinned, metal winged archangel,
uh-huh,
and that then he can shoot like metal feathers at
okay
people and hurt them. Or
if we get him more recently,
he can just transform into that. So he's like usual guy, feathery wings, but if he gets mad, then he turns into the archangel.
Well, what I'm thinking is that our current strategy is not an outright attack.
That's true.
So he's not attacking us back.
That's true.
And when he's so sad his wings fall off, he's done. He's got hollow bones and healing blood, but his wings have fallen off not from damage, but from
too sad.
Angst.
Well, I guess he's like he's very similar to just like a big bird. So I guess a big net, and then you make him sad.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's good.
Yeah,
whatever,
taken care of.
And here's the trick. Here's a horrible sort of cycle: is that he's going to be so sad his wings have fallen off, they'll never grow back.
Yeah.
So he's kind of permanently.
Especially when once a week we pop in and be like, oh, no, your wings still haven't grown back.
No, your wings still haven't grown back and you're no longer with your wife.
Mm.
Yeah.
And your affair didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, too bad.
Because once you cheat on your wife, you can't.
You can't uncheat.
You can't expect the person that you cheated with to trust you because they know what your previous relationship history is like.
Exactly.
Dickhead.
And he just stays there and cries.
You got to think about these things before you have an affair.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
There's no going back.
Yeah.
Is your superpower to unfuck someone that's not your wife, Angel? No? Oh.
You can't unfuck those genitals, buddy.
Yeah.
Too bad. And then
we
head out.
He can unfuck people? Because that's a great superpower.
Yeah. I mean, I'm pretty sure very early on, he also had the mutant power of carrying a gun.
What? Okay, so first of all, not the type of gun I was expecting. Second of all, don't hold it like that.
What?
He's He's holding a revolver above his head whilst with flying both with both hands.
Yeah.
But he's holding it like with his fingers on the trigger with both hands.
Yeah.
It's like a diving action, but he's flying. Like
it almost looks like a flare gun.
It looks like he's about to stab someone with the gun and both hands.
Yeah,
that's bonkers.
Well, you stab someone with the gun, pull the trigger, you can't miss.
It's true. All right, well, Angel was easy.
Yeah, he's basically just a big turkey you make sad.
Yeah. I liked your Cyclops idea of making him do it backwards. Let's talk about this.
Mind control makes it a bit easier of, hey, shoot backwards.
What about if we give him new glasses that are so good that they don't just stop it, they mirror it back into his brain?
It's concussive blast. It won't cut his brain off, but it might cave in his head.
Yeah, I guess if it's concussive blast, what might happen is he like turns it on and it just fires the glasses off.
Yeah.
Which, so I'd imagine them hitting us, not killing us, but just.
It's like, because he's always firing, basically. He's always on.
Yeah, eyes are open, he's always firing.
Yeah, he's always firing, that's why. So basically the concussive blasts are actually hitting the ruby quartz or whatever and blowing back into his face. So he's always basically getting hit by his own laser.
Oh, yeah.
What? I assume that was just absorbing them or something. Not that they were bouncing back into his own head.
He's immune to it, because that's where if he blinks.
But that's like...
Him and Havoc are immune to each other's powers. Yeah. Yeah. They're brothers. It was like a storyline that the X-Men, like a thread that they used for a bit to be like, if you're related, your powers cancel each other out. Didn't go far. Yeah. No, that's one that stuck for a bit.
If Wolverine had a brother.
Which he does.
And Wolverine stabbed his brother, he'd be like, well, didn't bleed.
We're related, so too bad.
Even though those are knives on your hands.
Yeah. But this is more like,
if you had super strength, you could punch yourself in the head.
Yeah.
You would suffer no consequences.
Yeah, because also if you had super strength, I guess your face would be strong.
Yeah. You could just constantly pummel yourself. That's good.
You could punch yourself and you'd be fine.
Punch the speed bag, my nuts, because like, I'm immune.
If you're Colossus, right?
Yeah.
The guy can turn into metal. And so if you're as a metal man and then you punch your metal face, you're fine, right?
Yeah.
Would it just feel the same as if you normally punched your face?
Yeah.
Hurt a bit, but
you would seem crazy, I guess. Yeah.
People that saw you do it,
I just this to get my powers. Okay, Cyclops. Right. I mean, whatever.
Colossus.
Yeah.
I don't like this, that the powers don't work on people you're related to when the powers can be physical.
Well, if the powers are like, you know, like knives or for hands, then that's probably you're gonna stab your brother.
What about like we took out Angel. Uh-huh. Not through physical attacking.
Yeah.
Which I think is clever.
Well, you're being like, hey, Angel, you cheated on your wife, right? But you've got Cyclops here who does nothing but cheat on his wife.
Yeah, but he doesn't get his powers from God.
That's true.
And he can't get too sad that his wings fall off. Like, he's always sad.
But be sad enough to that maybe he's out of the fight and you just go drinking with
him. I'm thinking, what if we inject him with some kind of magic poison or elixir that makes him grow eyes all over his body?
Okay.
And then he just fires out lasers constantly.
Yeah.
And his life's too difficult and he goes away.
Well, no, because then he's destroying he's now.
Well, he is dangerous.
Yeah.
He's not our problem.
No, but you've made him more dangerous. You're like, man, what if we gave this rabbit bear an extra mouth? Ah, shit.
Yeah, in fact, giving him an elixir that got rid of his eyes.
Yeah, that probably. You're blinding him, you know?
Yeah.
Does he sleep with his sunglasses on?
Oh, he has to.
Idiot. Is he
hypervigilant?
As in like...
Like as in if we stuck into his room and beheaded him, would...
I want to say
Imagine being Cyclops and like everybody else has a really complicated way to kill you or kill them or whatever.
And then you find out yours is beheading.
Behead him while he sleeps.
He sleeps real well.
Yeah.
I think he'd be very easy to make sad. Because he's already halfway there.
Yeah.
And I think all you got to do is be like, because again, sometimes like the Xavier Protocols aren't just about killing the X-Men.
Mm-hmm.
It's just about neutralizing them, but we kind of want to kill them.
Yeah.
So it could be about like, that's all right, let's go have a drink. You are sad. You need someone to talk to. You need someone to like take the pressure off. You have all these things, all these expectations going. So why don't we just go have a beer?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe. Mm. But then like, you know, he could get happy again.
Yeah.
It feels temporary.
Yeah, he could just see, like, another telepath that he wants to cheat
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah, so. Yeah, exactly. And then all of a sudden, he's, you know, whatever. He's happy again. He's back. He's back to being a threat. Yeah. Maybe we table Cyclops for the moment.
Yeah, because knowing he's... Because all of my plans are I-beam related, but he's immune.
Yeah.
What about just a gun?
Yeah, because his body is a weak human body,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, like he's not okay, vulnerable.
Okay, so pillow over his head while he sleeps, put two in the...
Wait a second, is there a way we can become his brother?
so by... I guess you could...
What's step two of your plan? If we were like, yes...
Well, then he can't hit. He can't hurt us with his optic blasts.
And then
we just bad him in his sleep. It just seems like a good beginning.
I was like, well, you could, I guess, maybe kill Havoc, skin him, and wear his body like a suit. But then you got the problem.
Go
of
back in time.
Havoc.
Get myself as a sperm.
How are you doing that?
Going back in time.
How
open
you
up your dad's
that?
Balls.
Yeah. You jerking off your dad? Is that what you're doing, you creep?
I was imagining doing it with like a needle.
Whatever. You get a needle, your dad, in the balls, you creep?
Gonna suck up your dad's cum out of his balls?
You creep.
I'll get a doctor to do it.
Oh, you gotta get a cum. You won't even do it to your own dad, you creep. You gotta get a pervert doctor now.
You and the pervert doctor gonna go get your cum out of your dad's balls, huh?
If I remove my cum... If I removed me as a...
How you gonna know which one's you, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, I have to get heaps.
You gonna drain your dad's balls, huh?
Yeah.
Creep?
Well, you also gotta get, I guess, your mother's egg.
Yeah, well, no, because I was gonna... Oh, yeah, that is how you got me. Oh.
Yeah, yeah. You're not just 100% calm as much as you think you are.
Despite what your general vibe suggests... You're not 100% calm.
Yeah, dude.
Damn, I was like,
you just created a pervert. That's all you've done.
Pretty much all you've done is go back in time to look at your dad's balls.
Yeah, yeah. You've gone back in time to give your dad a tickle. Yeah. I don't know why.
I was thinking maybe I could.
Step one of my plan. Go back in time, peep my dad's balls.
Gone back in time, you jerked off your dad, which means that the cum that you would have come from
is now on the floor.
And so then when your dad comes,
you fade
again,
away.
He comes another kid, and then you no longer exist.
I mean, fingers crossed for his sake, his new son is not a pervert.
I was like, maybe I can get that cum, put it in Cyclops' dad. And then be born
in his dad. Okay, I think they fundamentally don't know how human reproduction works now. And now a quick word from our sponsors.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
I am fearless when it comes to exploring the internet. I like to get in there, just sloshing around, exploring the riskiest of websites, stuff absolutely full of adware and bots hounding after my data like rabid dogs. If I went in there unprotected, it'd be 15 minutes before someone on the other side of the world was using my brain to mine Bitcoin, making steam come out of my ears like a cartoon character. The reason I can be so fearless is NordVPN. NordVPN provides top-notch security for browsing the web with a simple click of a button. Just choose from one of over 5,300-plus servers in 60 countries, and you'll be safe as houses from any nefarious sorts looking to steal your data. Plus, access to those servers means access to content from any of those 60 countries. Something not available in your country? No problem, buddy. You're a citizen of the world now. Grab your exclusive NordVPN deal by going to nordvpn.com/deathstar. Use the code DEATHSTAR to get a huge discount off your NordVPN plan. Plus, one additional month for free. Plus, a bonus gift. It's completely risk-free with Nord's 30-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah. So me, a sperm, what? I'm going to swim into his nut. And then my sperm and his testicle are going to make it a baby.
No, then he would cut me into Cyclops' mom. Why'd you have to do it? You could have just, like, IVF'd with...
Well, I didn't want to rob them of their magical night.
You're going to travel back in time.
So then he's going to like, honey, I just got jammed in the balls with a man wielding a syringe of his...
Saying, come me into your life.
This is my daddy come. This is me. I've never been so turned on in my life.
Come here. And she'll be like, oh my, that's crazy because I just got stabbed today as well by the same man.
I got this egg out of my mom's pussy.
So then... You've just created... Okay, so let's just say that the very unlikely scenario of that working.
Yeah.
They then make sweet, passionate love.
Great.
But then you're still not related to Cyclops because you've made your dad and your mom
egg and sperm
and then just put them in a different body.
You've surrogated yourself. Fucking idiot.
Shit. Okay. Well, what
but
about...
you've also not met. Well, then Cyclops doesn't. Or would you share the womb with Cyclops?
Well,
I don't know what just happened.
Nothing good. We can be sure of that.
Well, what if I only did half of it?
What?
Then you're not you.
You lived in half of it.
No, like you said, only took the cum or the egg.
Ah, you only. Oh, you only yeah.
So I'm like a half brother of Cyclops.
Yeah, but then you're not. Well, you're not. The person that would take over you would be a half brother of.
Yeah.
Wait a second. You're saying you don't want to ruin their magical nights. Are you doing this when Cyclops or Havoc was being conceived?
Yeah, so that I'm born alongside them.
You don't know how siblings work?
Well,
because if you're doing that, I feel you're canceling out one of them.
Well, yeah, either way. Well, if I'm canceling out Havoc, that's good.
No, if you're canceling out Cyclops, that's good because then you've
taken
down
two. Well, yeah, then either way.
Okay, new plans. No, hit me up.
Okay.
New plan. Jackson's fucked up surrogate plan, but he makes sure it happens the night that Cyclops is conceived, and then Jackson's conceived instead of Cyclops.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Two down.
We did it.
Whoa. Nailed it. I come up to you guys, I'm like, I did it. You're like, did what? I killed Cyclops. Who? There are only four X-Men, Jackson.
Now three, because Angel was still...
But also, I went to a lot of effort, okay?
Are you familiar with...
I have a new mom.
I aged 30 years to get up to this moment. So let's all just be happy it happened.
So were you raised
what happened to the
by...
other you?
He faded away.
So, were you raised by Cyclops' parents?
No, well, maybe the other me's still around because I had to raise the new me to kill Cyclops. Well, I guess he's already there.
He never existed.
Yeah.
So you would have been raised by them, right?
Yeah.
So then when they get taken by the Shi'ar Empire,
uh-huh.
I guess you have to then...
deal with your brother? And
yeah, because I don't get any mutant powers because I'm just powers. Me.
Yeah.
Well, that's okay.
Yeah. Two all down. Right.
Two out of five.
Right? Five Cyclops no longer exist.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You just got a much better brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was a lot of work to get there, but we did it in the end.
Do you know that you're not a Summers?
I mean, the sperm that you took that makes you doesn't have memories. Yeah. So you wouldn't know shit about fuck.
Well, maybe I have to raise myself then.
Hell.
God. The me.
Okay, because I guess it is the same.
The me that put the me.
But using that logic, and yeah. I got some bad news for you, because if you use that logic, Cyclops still exists.
Because you've just made a separate timeline.
Yeah, yeah, well.
So do you raise yourself the separate
timeline?
But
then in the separate timeline, Angel's still fine. So
well, then
still
we just make him sad. That's when he's still off.
You come back like, all right. This timeline, right off. Like, what could you possibly mean?
You got to jump into the next one with me. I've taken care of 1% or, you know,
5%.
Okay, if I have five things that I take away, one thing, how much percent is that?
Well, you said one, then five. Want to have a third crack?
That's nah, it's best not.
Okay,
we're
okay.
Potentially, were you thinking maybe 20%?
Yeah.
That's what you're thinking?
You would.
I should have tried to trick you and be like, would you say 25%? You would be like, yeah. Like, well, right. You'd be wrong again.
Yeah, that would have been fair too.
Yeah.
Anyway. Shall we?
Jean Grey.
Okay. Thank you, Jackson Summers. Jean Grey.
Well, the good news is that you can probably just get Jean Grey to read your mind.
Yeah.
And dead.
Mm. Well, okay. So this Jean Grey.
Never again.
Yeah. So this Jean Grey doesn't have a Scott.
Okay. Yes. Right?
Okay. Okay. What does that do?
We got to look. We just got to assume that it's the Jean Grey we know with the power set we know.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're pre or post Phoenix. One is gonna be tougher.
I guess it's 30 years into Scott's life.
Okay, so she's already been the Phoenix for a bit.
Okay,
we're fucked off for a while. Okay, so
she's just psychic.
Like, yeah, psychic and telekinetic.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
how do you deal with someone that can read your mind?
Yeah. My first thought is think bad thoughts.
Yeah. Think real. But again.
She can shut that off.
She can control your brain.
Just disintegrate me. Yeah.
Lift you up and into the sun.
Can I think poison thoughts that when she gets, they make her sick?
Ah, yes. So what you could do is to be like, Jean Grey, oh my God, you need someone needs your help. You need to read my mind to tell you. And then she reads your mind and poison thoughts.
Yeah, I've poisoned my thoughts.
So basically we've got to give you some sort of like psychic cancerous poison brain. Then when she reads it, like it's like a booby trap that goes off, and then she gets got.
Can I just say I went through a lot of trouble to get rid of Scott Summers? If we can poison someone else's brain. I feel like I've done one, and I don't
all
know
right,
if
yeah,
I...
yeah. You can poison my brain, that's fair. No, because Jean Grey, telekinesis and...
Yeah.
Telepathy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough one.
It's a tricky one.
But like, not...
You could confuse her,
yeah.
By like
no by, thoughts, by, bear trap, and no thoughts.
I was gonna say like
confusing, read my mind,
confusing yourself, maybe.
Okay,
and assume that like really believe that she, as the Phoenix Force, like, or is maybe turning into the Phoenix Force and doing all of that again, and that might be like, oh no, I'm doing it again. This is bad. Because like, how one of the times where she got like fucked over a bit was through a guy who did basically illusions.
Oh, okay. So you're saying if we go stand in, say, a field and think really hard,
if we can gaslight ourselves,
yeah,
into thinking that. That Jean Grey turned into the Phoenix again and did some real bad shit, she might be like, oh no, I need to take a time out and fly off into space maybe.
Okay.
What if I just keep calling her Jeans Grey? Get so annoyed she leaves.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jeans Grey.
And you always wear really obvious bright blue denim jeans.
Mm. Yeah.
And she's like, what is he trying
it's
to
so
say?
It's so crazy that you're named after the pants I have.
Yeah. And by her jeans? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, jeans. I got you some jeans.
Yeah.
Matches your name.
Denim jeans.
And I got you this jeans jacket.
Yeah.
For you, jeans.
And she's just like, I can't be having with this. She goes.
Yeah.
We got three. Can we combine our plans?
Okay.
Jean's Grey, make her think she's the Phoenix Force, poison thoughts.
Yeah.
So we
imagine.
I mean, gaslighting seems to be the answer here, but it's hard.
Yeah. Because it's hard to, because we obviously know that our plan is to make her think she's doing the Phoenix Force. So,
and if she reads our thoughts, she gets all of that info.
Yeah.
So we're idiots.
Yeah.
So gaslighting ourselves, probably not hard.
No, we can convince ourselves for sure.
All we got to do is maybe tell another, like a fourth or fifth friend of ours to like, hey, in about 6 weeks, tell us this thing.
Yeah.
We'll have forgotten.
We'll have definitely forgotten. You just got to tell us like it's real.
Yeah.
And maybe if you could doctor up some like news clippings, we will 100% believe
this. We'll believe it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then she sees that we think she's the Phoenix Force.
Yeah.
And she doesn't.
And then she's like, oh my God, what happened here? No one else can, but these three individuals have this memory of me doing this.
Yeah.
And we just basically make her a little bit like, ooh.
Not like, did I do this?
You know, I need to take some time out. And then she shifts off to space, maybe.
It seems sound.
And she doesn't have the Phoenix Force, so she shifts off to space and dies in space.
I would assume she get a shuttle.
No, that makes more sense than just going up.
Or maybe, like, at this point, she might have the Phoenix Force.
Yeah, that's true. Mm.
Could we do a thing as well? Just another suggestion just thrown out there. One of us thinks like a really loud thought that she wants to turn off, and there's bear traps all around us. Oh, and she like runs to us to turn off the thought, gets caught in the bear trap.
Yeah.
Well, also, with you being Jackson Summers, and you would maybe... No, you don't have... No one has memory of Scott.
No, nobody remembers Scott at all. He never existed in this universe. I took care of it.
Oh, wait, no, but you grabbed us into this universe, so you have memories of Scott Summers.
Yes.
So you could use that to our advantage.
It could be like...
In fact, you actually might be really good to gaslight her. All you got to do is be like... Try to forget that this is a new universe, which I think you might have already.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, to be honest.
I am getting confused.
To be honest, like, you just thinking about the fact she was in love with someone, but you're from a different universe and that person doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, you could be like, there's all these memories that you have of all the new
she could come over to me because I'm thinking something terrible. I'm thinking, like, what if Mr. Fantastic went up his own asshole and then, like, made him again in his own stretchy skin, you know?
She's like, stop that.
Whoa.
She comes down to touch me to kill me or whatever. And then I give her all of her memories with Scott Summers and then the extra indignity that I have taken his place in this universe.
Yeah.
And she becomes mentally deranged and flies into
and
space.
Then, flies in space. Maybe the Phoenix Force, that's when it gets her and then she goes on a rampage.
Yeah.
Got a big
like, boom, I get it.
Taken care of.
Fair enough. Anyway.
Whoa.
Why would he do that?
This is disgusting. I can't stop thinking about it loudly.
That's great.
Okay.
Three out of five. That's done.
All right. Next one.
Iceman. Beast. What's
Beast? Beast, before he becomes a beast, he's just a guy with big feet and big hands and, like, he can do, like,
do we know he becomes blue and furry?
I mean, I would assume, yeah.
Yeah.
So then eventually he experiments on himself and he becomes blue and furry. And then he either experiments on himself a bit further or just random mutation happens again. He becomes a cat man.
Yeah.
Like,
can we force mutation? See if we can turn him into just a cat?
It feels like the person to do that to is him. Like, you'd be like, Beast, I know maybe you want to kill us for not putting one of your good friends out of existence.
Yeah.
Who? Never mind.
Making Angel so sad his wings fall off like a bird.
Yeah. So, I know you want to kill us. However, have you thought about experimenting on yourself more?
Yeah, dude.
And he'd be like, I haven't.
I would love to. And be like, maybe your powers will become super even better, dude.
And we pray that he looks more like a sick cat. Take him to the vet. Get put down.
He keeps on doing it. Yep. We're like, you got to keep trying. Got to keep trying. He gets smaller, more cat-like, sicker and sicker.
And then we take him to the vet. Excuse me, vet. My
blue cat is ill.
And he's brown, and now it's blue.
X-Man Beast. And we're like, yeah, he says that.
That's just like, you know how sometimes a cat will meow and it sounds like words? That's what you just heard, sir. Yeah,
could you please put my cat down and suffer?
Please put my cat down quickly. I am the X-Man Beast. They have imprisoned me.
Yeah, meow, meow, meow. I don't know what that was.
Us or our cat. but...
Are you going to be the first vet to side with a cat over a guy?
I know that it's...
We will ruin you.
Excuse me, vet. Look at this. It's a cat.
Yeah. We are but men.
I know I appear to be a cat, but I am the X. Call the X Mansion.
Did you just hear a meow?
If you're going to call the X Mansion that on the word of a cat, I will lose a tear for respect for you. It'll go down to here. Yeah. You understand?
So I don't know what
I will
you...
tell my friends and family not to come to this vet clinic because the vet...
Hey, Mr. Vet, I already have you up on Google Maps and I can look at your reviews. It would be a shame if one got her one star
one
now, wouldn't
star
it?
One star thought my cat was talking.
Wouldn't put it down.
Do not come to this vet if you want to put your cat down.
Will refuse.
This vet is a coward. Do you want to be known as a coward?
Do you want to be known as the cowardly vet who would not put down a blue cat?
Oh, the hero who that killed
sick.
That gross, like,
it's so
gross cat.
Sick. It's look at him. He's coughing.
So sick. Cats aren't meant to be blue. Come that's on. Fucked up.
They're not meant to talk either. Yeah. Please,
I mean, he's not talking though. He's
not talking.
Meowing,
he's just meowing wrong.
And you think it might be a talk?
Please do not put me down. I am an X-Man, one of Earth's mightiest defenders.
I don't know what he's saying. It could. It's just a meow. It's just a meow.
Do you hear? What do you hear, sir? I hear this meow.
Because you're hearing something else.
That's great. That's. I'll say it. That's crazy.
That's weird talk.
He just sounds like a cat to me. I don't know. We'll do it if you want.
Yeah. You can just give us the stuff.
Yeah, we can take care of it.
Yeah.
So that's for them.
Yeah.
B successfully gets put down
we
at the vet.
We bully a vet into putting down Beast. Yeah.
And then finally, last and easiest.
Yeah. Iceman.
Iceman. Make the room too hot.
A mega level mutant can bring himself back from like the moisture in the air.
He's strong now. I forgot.
Yeah, he can travel basically through any kind of like any kind of liquid or.
Where's the least moisture? Space?
Nah, he can travel in space these days. Yeah, it's pretty.
Is he like an ice silver surfer now?
I don't know. He made like when they terraformed Mars, he was a big part of it. He was out there breathing without a helmet.
Okay,
you know, it's one of them things. You're like, oh, he's powerful as shit.
If you take a bit of him,
yeah,
and you separate it, you pull the Professor X's Wolverine trick.
Yeah,
are those all those bits sentient?
I believe, I don't know about they're sentient, but he can bring himself back together. Like once he got decapitated, he was just a head and he put himself back together through everyone's piss.
Maybe we just let him stick around. Yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
See what happens there.
Well,
they were in hell at the time.
If he reconstitutes himself from any moisture in the area, can we just have bad moisture that he could reconstitute himself from?
This is sort of
my poisoned thought.
Well, if
he
reconstituted himself from X-Men piss.
Yeah. Did he come back good or wrong?
Yeah, he came back good. Yeah, but like, I just feel X-Men have good piss.
Yeah, that's true.
Maybe the piss of three idiots. Yeah.
What would coming back as a dog piss do to a person?
Yeah. Not great. Step one. Three big buckets of dog piss.
Okay. Step two, pour them on, slop them on the floor. You got to slop that floor up with dog piss.
Why are we dipping them out?
Three, we've killed Iceman.
Yeah. Step. Yeah.
Locked his body in.
Decapitated Iceman. We put his head in there.
In the dog piss.
In the dog piss.
In the dog piss room that's slopped all over the floor.
Yeah.
He reconstitutes from dog piss.
He's like, yellow and stinky?
He's like, yuck.
Yeah,
changes it. I guess because he's Iceman, he can do that.
Yeah,
fuck.
Yeah, he goes somewhere else.
Surely he can't purify his own water.
Yeah,
that
would be
point.
Absurd.
Yeah, that would make me sick.
How you kill Iceman at this point?
Has he ever died?
No. What about this? No, I think I figured it out. We wait till it's Christmas season in America.
Oh, yeah.
We push Iceman over in front of a bunch of kids having a snowball fight. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They tear him to shreds.
Oh.
Okay, to get snowballs out of his body.
Ah.
Then when he comes back, furious, and hits one of the kids, he goes to jail.
Goes to jail / canceled.
Yeah, we cancel him. Iceman hit kid.
I just say
canceled.
Okay. Similar situation. Yeah. But basically you encourage, this is what you want, Iceman. You don't want to fight.
Yeah.
You don't want to fight people. You want to be bringing Christmas cheer everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
There are places where they don't have snow. Go on. Maybe become
and
your
there's
own.
There's no team left anymore, Iceman.
Maybe become your own, a solo winter wonderland.
How are you not
and
disheartened?
Go and bring Christmas cheer
to places. I don't know if you've heard about this song. I think from an episode of Do Go On that I did.
Yeah, sure.
I'm pretty sure it was Bob Geldof.
Okay.
And it was a charity song called Don't They Know It's Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's really a little bit of poor taste. It's anyway, Christmas it's very... And maybe, what if you went to places where they don't have Christianity or Christmas, and you go and spread that cheer.
Ah, getting cancelled. Another way. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure we can get Bob Geldof on board.
Yeah.
You want to meet him? You want to meet Bob?
Organize a meet. Step one. Organize a meet and greet
with Bob Geldof.
Bob Geldof and Iceman.
Yep. And be like, you remember the charity song, Don't They Know It's
Christmas? Don't they know
Step
it's
two,
Christmas
get Iceman to push a ostensibly Christian holiday.
Yeah, countries that are not Christian. Yeah.
Step three, take to Twitter. Start smearing his name. Can you believe what Iceman is doing? Iceman, fundamentalist Christian.
Hashtag cool appropriation, referencing the fact that he's Iceman. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Bada bing, bada boom. He's cancelled.
Yep.
He's got to go into hiding.
Yep.
The X-Men are done. Professor X, he cries and cries and cries.
Yeah, X-Men's done. And
look, we push him down some stairs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just like, boop, sorted.
Yeah. Too easy.
This actually, like taking down the X-Men, piece of piss.
Yeah. Oh, truly.
Yeah, I just can't think of like anything in any of our plans could potentially go wrong either.
I think it was pretty much, we never came upon what most people would call a roadblock.
Instead, we just had
nothing but solutions after solutions after solutions.
And if there was any issues with the plan, which there wasn't, we all had backup plans. Good
to
go.
Yeah, exactly.
All well thought out. All well done, everyone. We did it again. Yes. Another great episode of Plumbing the Death Star.
Yeah.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel.
And if you need another fictional superhero team or real team killed, let us know.
Yeah. We'll do it.
We'll take that crisp fiber.
Yeah.
So we did it, right?
Yeah.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ben Elwood, and I love David Attenborough.
I was absolutely inspired by David as a kid.
I'm definitely not alone in this.
The world of science is full of Attenborough groupies.
I've got a confession about David Attenborough documentaries.
Every week, I'll be sitting with a science expert while we watch an episode of Life on Earth.
Scientists want to talk about stuff. We are damaged.
You do sound like comedians.
We'll be talking about what we're seeing on the screen.
Plants have basically talked other organisms into being flying genitals for them.
Their experience in the field.
I've seen a male cane toad on a rotten mango. They'll just go for it.
And whatever other topics spin out of our conversations.
Do you know I got attacked by an octopus one time?
You don't want to start going away from comedy and into depressing, but...
No, that's my wheelhouse.
Thank God for David Attenborough with Ben Elwood. Now available on Sense Pants Radio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.